is the end of another week. Jennifer and I are here to review some of the things that we've been talking about this week and what's hot today. It's the 10th, and so Jennifer has the Grammys in her focus. They are this weekend.
Sure.
Also, what's happening to Oprah, among other things. And you probably are talking about this landmark $25 billion deal that was struck yesterday between pretty much every state. I think Oklahoma is the only one that doesn't have a deal here with the biggest banks in the country as a result of the abusive foreclosure practices that went on over the past couple of years, Jennifer. This is the largest joint federal-state settlement in our country's history, and it's pretty interesting to find out. I don't know. I can't tell you that I know exactly how you are going to be able to benefit, but many, many people are going to be helped by this. It is just off the presses, so it's not known how you can apply for this help. But I know that Chase Bank and Citigroup and Wells Fargo and some of the other financial interests have agreed to pay out $25 billion. $25 billion to cover refinancing costs to homeowners who are stuck. If you have a high interest rate and you feel like you've been screwed, you probably
I went through this whole mess. Yeah, I finally got
well. But I, what did you pay for interest before?
I was at 6.5%.
And what are you now?
4.3 something
okay.
rather.
So you've already gotten what you could get
yes.
out of this. Other people have not. A lot of people. I'm one of them.
Took
I don't know.
A lot of work though.
Affect me here, but states have agreed not to pursue charges against these banks. Now, you wonder out loud whether or not this money is coming from the taxpayer eventually or ultimately, because that's
sure.
part of, yeah, I mean, we already, I think, gave. I think we gave at the office when it came to this, and so this may be, these banks have made, and I've used the Chase example here so you understand how this works. Let me quickly explain what happened. In the case of my mortgage, it was originally owned by, isn't that awful? I can't even remember. It was a West Coast bank. Bank goes under. Chase buys up the assets of the bank. They pay 45 cents on the dollar. So let's say my mortgage was $1 million. They paid $450,000 for it.
But you're still paying $1 million.
I'm still paying on $1 million. So now we try to refinance or get it to the point where it's actually representative of what the house is worth, and they're balking at that. They want to do a short sale so that they can put the house may be worth $800,000. So they put the $800,000 in their pocket. They've spent $450,000, so they've made $350,000, not to mention the interest that I paid on the loan from the time that Chase mm-hmm. bought the loan. Washington Mutual was the name of the bank that they bought out. So there are millions of those stories around the country, and so there are ways of fixing it. It's just you got to figure out, and it's not clear to me yet how you find that out, whether you go to the bank directly or you talk to a lawyer, but that's pretty much the summation of that story. Very important for you if you're in that, and I know how many people,
a lot of
you
people
know,
are
who are
yeah.
in this yesterday, it took until yesterday to get California and a couple of other states on board. California was going to not settle, but now they have. So I think, again, Oklahoma is the only state that this doesn't affect. So what happens remains to be seen. It's a story that unfolds, but it sure as heck. And by the way, it does not include mortgages financed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. That still needs to be worked out by the feds. So that's that story. Now, Jennifer, the Grammys this weekend, a lot of people anticipating this big music event. Who are the likely winners? What's the story?
Well, winners, Adele is an odds-on favorite, and the performances are
Adele,
what everybody...
Who's fat?
Yes, that's the one, yes. And she actually is recovering from throat surgery, and she'll be performing for the first time.
Who was it that said she was fat?
I think it was Karl Lagerfeld. It was some designer that said she was fat.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sure she's laughing all the way to the bank, cashing her checks. She's going to care too much about this. But the cool thing that, about the Grammys is all the performances that happen, and they do some kind of weird matchups. You know, they put people together to sing songs. And the Beach Boys, who are coming back on tour this year, are going to be one of those performances that people are really looking forward to. They're going to be joined by Maroon 5's Adam Levine, also from The Voice, and they're doing these great little harmonies and a whole run-through of Good Vibrations together. So it'll be the Beach Boys, Adam Levine, they'll be doing Wouldn't It Be Nice, they'll be doing Good Vibrations, and they'll be doing Surfer Girl all in a medley.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, I know. Also performing, if you want to check it out, are Adele, Bruce Springsteen, Paul McCartney, Nicki Minaj, Bruno Mars, Taylor Swift, The Foo Fighters, Katy Perry, Rihanna, Coldplay, and Glenn Campbell. How funny is that?
That'd be fun. Yeah, that's cool.
Adele leads the race with 6 nominations and is favored to win in almost every slot she's nominated in. It's on CBS this Sunday at 8 o'clock.
Good, good, good. So that's something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
It's 12 past the hour. The Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen on the air.
Hey there. You've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambarin? Well, I got to tell you this. Not only did Ambarin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambarin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambarin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambarin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
The Good Day program, Jennifer and Doug, and your calls at 800-510-8255. You can follow us on Facebook. Jennifer will monitor that, and maybe we'll throw in a couple of your comments as we have time over the course of the hour with the interesting things that are going on today. The discussion continues about the JFK intern affair. There was an interview that aired, was it yesterday? Or the day before, Jennifer, the Meredith Vieira
conversation. Oh, my gosh. It's been all week long.
They cut it up, and they've used it all over the place.
Exactly. Right. She's been on the Today Show almost all week.
Yep. So, Mimi Alford is her name. She decided that it was time for her to reveal the affair that she had with JFK in the early 60s. She was 19 years old. She talked about the feelings that she started to have. That is, she thought she was falling in love with the president.
Mimi writes that the evening was surreal, saying, God knows I didn't belong there, but it was intoxicating. And all of it was making her increasingly intoxicated with the president.
You were developing feelings for the president, quite clearly. You write in the book, I knew the situation, I knew that ours wasn't a partnership of equals, and that my love would go unrequited. So, Mimi, what do you think, in your heart, he felt about you?
I'm not going to say he loved me, but I think he did like me a lot. He cared about me.
Can you give me an example of that would say to me that this was more than just being a mistress?
Just the way he was, the way he smiled with me. I feel that he did. I feel that he actually cared about me.
I'm going to ask you a tough question.
Yeah.
Do you feel that because you need to feel that? Or do you feel that because in looking back, you've come to the conclusion that they were genuine feelings?
I think it's a little bit of both.
It's clear that you admired a lot about the man. You describe him tender, funny, loving, and yet you acknowledge that he did have demons.
A dark side.
Jennifer, how do you put yourself into that position? I mean, imagine how many young women are listening to us right now who at 19 or 20 had the kind of affair that this woman did with a man who is in his 40s, and it sort of brings you in. It sounds so romantic. So many women are so interested in this, and they have sympathy for her, and I'm not sure that they have disdain for JFK either. It just sounds like there was, I mean, when you hear the rubber ducky this story, how they play with rubber duckies in the bathtub.
It's very odd.
It's very, yeah, but it's kind of human. There's a human, really human
it is
side
human.
To this.
And, you know, we all of our politicians and all of our celebrities are human, and they make mistakes and they do things that aren't perfect. And I get that. Mm. What I don't like about this story is that she was such a young girl, and he was manipulating her in some way, whether he was doing it maliciously or not. I'm not saying that, but he was manipulating her and her affections. And this part of the story sounds all nice, but there are other parts of the story where he asked her to do certain things that were just very inappropriate to ask someone that you, quote unquote, care about to do. And so I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, yeah, it shows the human side of him, but how my thought immediately goes to his family and his children and, well, child, I guess now. But what are they thinking when they hear these stories?
Mm. Yeah, that is a good question.
That's immediately what I think of.
Yeah. Yeah, 800-510-8255. Certainly a lot of food for thought here. Is Oprah in trouble? We'll deal with that in a moment here on the Good Day program.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better?
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
It's a scientific fact. Men can only hear certain frequencies during hockey season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
30 seconds left on the power play. Chris Tweeter of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Your girlfriend wants an engagement ring for Valentine's Day, and you really should score here before they bring in another man. Also, quit wiping barbecue sauce in your pants. It's called a napkin. Use it.
She's trying to tell you something. This Valentine's Day, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
Jeff.
Yes.
Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen. All right, we're reviewing what's happening today. Oprah may be in trouble, or at least some people are concluding that, Jen.
She may have to actually hawk that gold toilet of hers, Doug.
No, she's worth $1 billion or more.
She is, but she should have never quit that show of hers because she's first, we've heard, it's been very public, she's having trouble with the Oprah Winfrey Network own. Now, there's another problem. Her magazine is in trouble. It's seen a 32% plunge in newsstand sales, according to the New York Post.
The television show to plug it, to promote it.
That's exactly right, and not everybody's watching the cable network. Not everybody has access to it. But sales fell to only 413,000 copies in the second half of 2011. It's down from 608,000 plus.
There's when her syndicated talk show was on the air.
Oh, the magazine's great. Yeah, the magazine's great. Have you ever looked at it?
I have, in fact. I used to use it a lot for material things that we're focusing on here. There are a lot of good stories, a lot of good thoughts, a lot of good ideas in it. So purely, it's still quality. But because there aren't enough people talking about it all the time, I never did understand.
Well,
why
she'd always send
show.
People for more to her magazine, or she would feature articles on her show. So
21 after the hour on Good Day.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Technologic.
I'll see if I can get the chat room. Hold on there. Where is she? All right. So I'm trying to get myself on to... What am I doing wrong here, Richard? I'm trying to...
Click over there.
All right. So it's not going anywhere. I can't get it beyond... when I click on to... Is there another way to get in here?
Did you click on the icon on your desktop, or are you going to the program through start button?
All right.
There you are, right there. I got you.
All right. Now I have, wait a minute. I've got the monitor. That's going to be good.
Good. Listen to the show.
Sir, turn your radio down.
Yeah. Duh.
This is a tempest in a teacup. What you do about nothing? For crying out loud, man, this isn't brain surgery.
Having fun with...
Boy, that's true.
All right, last time.
Mitt Romney trying very hard to connect with voters. People say he's not connecting, you know, he seems like he's too affluent.
Yeah.
In his campaign, Mitt Romney has started talking about his father's humble beginnings as a carpenter. Yeah. He said, I'll never forget the day my dad started building our fourth beach house. Good time.
Here's an odd story. A judge ordered a Florida man who got in a fight with his wife. John got in a big fight with his wife. I'm a physical. This is a big fight. He ordered her to take her out for a romantic evening of bowling and dinner at a Red Lobster. You gotta wonder, how does that make the Red Lobster people feel, huh? The judge is using your restaurant to punish somebody in a sense. Well, that was just a minor charge. Oh, it could have been worse. He could have sentenced him to the Olive Garden.
Gary Busey, you know, is Donald Trump's former Celebrity Apprentice contender. He's in some financial trouble. He filed for bankruptcy this week, which is surprising. You'd think Gary Busey would make sound investment decisions, but apparently not. The court filing shows that he only has $50,000 in personal assets and $500,000 in personal debt. What is Gary Busey spending so much money on? Not haircuts, that's for sure. You know, they're saying that he may be forced to sell advertising space on his teeth.
This is cool. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone are teaming up to star in a new action movie. Yep, that'll be the first movie where the closed captioning just says, "No idea, bro."
Yeah.
Not a great day for a woman in Texas, which is part of America, still. She crashed her car into a tree and escaped unharmed. And this is true, she was unharmed because of her chest implants. I know! I'm not making up, it's true. And this is true as well. I researched this, but I looked at it on the computer. They were size triple K. I didn't even think that was a thing. Triple K? Anyway, cops responding to the scene described it as awesome.
All right, Ellen DeGeneres yesterday, Jennifer, was reading some funny real-life police reports.
All right, these are real police reports from different newspapers that I enjoy so much. Ariel Butterfly in Boston, Massachusetts. 7:38 p.m., a woman found some unknown substance next to her bed. She tasted it and became dizzy. Police discovered the substance was food crumbs. That is the weirdest. You know, when you see an unknown substance next to your bed, your first instinct is to taste it, really. What is that? Shay Lakins, I think, from Colorado Springs, Colorado, 9:48 p.m. A 24-year-old employee at a Dalton area Taco Bell was jailed after he allegedly handcuffed himself to a woman who refused to go out with him.
There you go. All right. A few chuckles are good for the soul. 28 after.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Every year, the National Park Service offers free entry to more than 100 national parks across the country. Upcoming free dates include April 21st to the 29th in celebration of National Parks Week and June 9th for Get Outdoors Day. Several of the big-name parks are participating, like Yosemite, Yellowstone, and the Everglades. Now, to beat the crowds and still enjoy some natural splendor, you'll also want to check out some of the less crowded sites, like Capitol Reef National Park in central Utah, which is known for its brilliantly colored rock formations, and Montana's Glacier National Park for its alpine meadows and glacial lakes. Of course, it doesn't mean that things are free once you get inside the park. You'll still have to pay for concessions like food and lodging. But don't forget, you can also save by purchasing an annual pass, which gets you year-round access to the national parks, rivers, forests, and all other sites in the national park system. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
Castrol Edge, the official motor oil sponsor of the NFL, knows you have the strength to perform. So when you buy a Castrol GTX conventional oil change special for $20.99 or a Castrol Edge oil change special at Advance Auto Parts, you'll get an official NFL hat for the team of your choice free by mail. At Advance, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle by bringing you exclusive deals that will flip your lid. Service is our best part. Advance Auto
Parts. C-Store. Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Warning.
the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now, it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now, while you still have time and while it's still free. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Good day, a bidding war that is not going to cost you any money. We're bidding for your time and your interest. Jennifer Horn is here at your service, as am I. Doug Steffen, the Good Day program, reviewing what's going on, what people are talking about. A little fun here, a little serious matter there. Matt Lauer has fixed his future. Jennifer's going to tell you about that in a few minutes. Right now, though, I want to bring to your attention a discussion which has just begun. It will become part of, I think, discussion over the next week, maybe month. Maybe this is something that, for me, this is a continuing conversation, Jennifer, actually. Mm-hmm. Our food supply and a problem with a new wave of hazardous chemicals that are currently being, the focus is on the Department of Agriculture okaying use of these new hazardous chemicals. If you can imagine, they're trying to decide whether to approve a type of corn that is genetically engineered to withstand a highly toxic herbicide. And in essence, what they're trying to do is use Agent Orange on corn. That's basically what this is. Agent Orange. This is a genetically engineered corn that allows Agent Orange to be used to kill weeds without harming the corn. Agent Orange. How did this even get this far?
Well, what farmer would want to use that, though?
A farmer who didn't want a lot of weeds to deal with? The corns are
being... How do they protect themselves?
What Monsanto has done is so screw up. The American public is so screwed. Not only the American public, but the international community. When it comes to corn, Monsanto has tried to, if you'll pardon the pun, engineer itself into full control, buying up every independent corn producer in the country, if not in the world, so they can control the supply and keep anybody else. This is huge because corn is the biggest crop in the world. So they have so engineered it that new super weeds have grown up around this genetically engineered corn. So now they're going to come up with some genetically engineered kind of spray that will kill the weeds around the corn. So if you spray this stuff on the corn, it has to affect the content, everything that's put on the ground gets into the roots of the corn or anything else that you're spraying and gets into the plant and therefore into the corn.
Well, I would think more immediately if you breed that in, that can't be good for you.
No, it isn't. These guys that are running these, you see the signs, I mean, you see the picture all the time of these old biplanes that are running around the country that spray the various crops. Well, that's exactly the imagery. So if you're in the same place as I am, I mean, this stuff causes cancer, lymph discussion, Parkinson's disease. So farmers are organizing finally in opposition to this sort of thing because the herbicide can drift onto your farm, harming your crops, harming your families. So you need to be in touch with your congressman, your senator, and tell the congressman you don't want the USDA approving this Agent Orange to be sprayed on the corn. It's that simple. There's a group called Just Label It. You can get to their website. You can Google Just Label It so that people would know. I mean, when you're this, there are more and more companies that are resisting. They keep suing the government because they don't want to put on the product what's in it. And this is something that people need to know about. This is outrageous. And the only reason I know about it is because I'm a farmer and I get this sort of information from the various sources in the farming community that I have contact with. But the average, this isn't going to be in your newspaper. This isn't going to be covered. Maybe down the road it will. This is before this is before the USDA right now. And somebody needs to put a stop to this once and for all. This is so outrageous. A good friend of the broadcasting world named Dave Maynard died yesterday. He was a morning man in Boston. He'd been on WBZ radio for 40-some-odd years, and he had Parkinson's. Mm-hmm. Parkinson's is something that comes about as a result of this kind of stuff. Parkinson's, the more research has been done on it, Jennifer, the more you see how the environment is really the impactor when it comes to brain diseases, Parkinson's especially. It degenerates the nervous system. That's what this stuff
very
does.
Very sad disease. It's one.
My God, how do these people have... Monsanto has no conscience whatsoever. It's all about money. That's it. The hell with you. Just let's make more money. All right. So I've gotten myself cranked on that one. 800-510-8255. You have a comment. Meanwhile, the story of Matt Lauer in the Today Show, Jen.
Well, first, Matt Lauer said that he was completely and utterly done with the Today Show and that he would not renew his contract. Well, now he's softened up his position, Dougie, about leaving Today. And his contract's up in December.
I'd be softened up, too, if they're going to give me this kind of dough.
Exactly. He said that the negotiations are going on now, but if NBC agrees to his terms, he could score $30 million a year. $30 million. That's a lot of money.
They don't want to mess up. Meredith was replaceable. Katie Couric was replaceable. For some reason or other, women love Matt Lauer, and that show is aimed at women.
Yeah, and a lot of people say he's changed his mind because people at the network were interested in Ryan Seacrest, and he got a little bit jealous, and he said, well, maybe I don't want to leave after all. But then he thought, another school of thought is that he wanted to, you know, resign up all the time, but he was just trying to get a bigger payday. Yeah, exactly.
It worked because that's twice what he was getting before.
Yeah, I mean, it's an early morning shift, and he really is the heart and soul and the anchor of Today, so I don't know. $30 million is a lot. I don't know if he's worth it, but...
I remember when he was a kid... He started on a radio station in New Jersey. Then he did he was a newsman on a local station in New Jersey. And then he hosted a show that was on WOR television. It was a talk interview show. And then I think he went right to the Today Show. He's been at the Today Show for 20 years, hasn't he?
For a very long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, the women have been replaceable, but it's going to be hard to replace him. He does a good job.
Well, sooner or later you got to replace him, but...
That's true. And everybody's irreplaceable, as we know, right, Dougie?
Yes, I know that, Jennifer. 800-510-8255. A couple of people are interested in talking about this issue of the chemicals in the food supply. So and that's a good Facebook question, too, I think, Jennifer. Roger is in Evansville, Indiana. What do you think, Roger? You're on the air.
Yeah, I saw a report, I don't know, 20 years ago that Senator Daschle had upgraded the previous military report, and they said they had forced the doctors to leave out the parts about birth defects with Agent Orange, because all the veterans were having, you know, kids with birth defects, etc. And did they forget?
No, they didn't forget. Money is more important than your health, Roger. That's really what the bottom line is. Money is more important than your health. Shane in Jackson, Tennessee on this. Hi, Shane.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, we're in the middle of the cotton belt right here, and I mean, it's just cotton all around this area in West Tennessee, but they every year they spray defoliant on that stuff so that they can harvest it. I'm telling you what, I've had some people tell me something but watered down Agent Orange. I don't know for sure, but I can tell you it smells to high heaven, and it just messes with your sinuses every time they spray.
Yeah, and you don't know what the long-term effects are.
Yeah.
That's the immediate effect. What are the long-term effects from getting exposed to this sort of thing? And the fact that they even refer to it using Agent Orange in the same breath, well, it's kind of like it. Why is it even a factor? Why? How could we let this happen is the question. 800-510-8255. Let's get Winifred on in Columbia, South Carolina with a comment on this. Yes, hi.
Hey, Doug, good morning. How are you today?
Well, and you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you. I was curious about the relationship, if there's ever been any studies about the relationship between genetically modified foods, seeds, and stuff with today's seems like outbreak worldwide of diabetes.
I don't know the answer to that, Winifred. I can
just
tell you.
It's an interesting
question. It is a great question. We'll nose around, Jennifer. Maybe you can do a little quick research. I have, as a farmer and an active real farmer, I guess I'm a gentleman. I hope I'm a gentleman farmer. But I actually am, I work on the farm 8-9 months out of the year. It's one of the great things in my life and has been through my life. Since I was able to walk. I've been around cows since I was 4 years old. So in this circumstance, when I see these sorts of things happening in the food supply and they don't hear anybody talking about it, it really bothers me. There are so many things that the government ignores, so many things that they do to the small farmers to screw with them. The Environmental Protection Agency is all over these runoffs, but they don't focus on the right runoff. It's the chemical fertilizers that affect the water, not the manure from the animals. And they want to focus on dust. For God's sakes, why the hell aren't they into this, what goes on in the atmosphere from the chemicals that are being used to spray the foods as they're being grown and introduced into our food supply? Hello, does anybody have any common sense anyplace? And what you're saying, the fact that there are people like me who are growing corn for my animals that are not from seeds, little farmer in Tutopolis, Illinois, I use his seeds because they're basic. It's been the same corn that's been planted over and over again by the family on 500 acres of land for about 5-6 generations. So I know exactly what I'm getting, but there could be somebody else around who's using genetically modified seeds, and that stuff could blow into the pollen from the silk could blow onto my corn and screw it all up. I don't want it, and neither do you. You, most importantly, don't want this stuff in your system.
And to answer your question, Doug, foodmatters.tv has said that several animal studies indicate that there are a lot of health risks associated with genetically modified food, including infertility, immune problems, accelerated aging, insulin regulation, and changes into major organs and the gastrointestinal system. So
all right, so Winfred, that answers your question.
Yeah, there you
about
go.
About that. Thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. Pretty important situation to be dealing with. Gary Busey. Did you talk about him already, though? You did, didn't you?
I have not talked about
him
yet,
We were talking about him off the air.
Jimmy Fallon was talking about him.
No, that's
somebody
right,
was
yeah.
talking about
so
him.
So we'll have a little bit more on that in a second. All right, let me just try Joe for a moment, then we'll move on. Joe's listening to KUGN and Eugene. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, good morning, Doug. There's a website, Shop No GMO. It has a list of all foods that are not genetically modified or uses any genetically modified processes.
All right, so we're going to put that up on our Facebook page and promote the heck out of it. I've not
Can
heard of this
Can you tell me
before.
That one more time? Shop,
Shop No GMO.
Yeah, S-H-O-P-N-O-G-M-O.
Shop No GMO. All right, Joe, thanks for the information. Appreciate the call. Isn't it great when you have people who kind of, you know, you have bits and pieces and we become sort of the town meeting and people call with their thoughts and we all learn from your information. So it isn't us that has all the info. It's you. Share it with us. When these sorts of things come up, we all need to help each other. It's 14 before the hour on Good Day.
Sunday on History. Are you a man or an axe man? If you know how to run a chainsaw, you may be an axe man. If you've dodged a tree or two, you may be an axe man. You treat your friends like you treat your family.
What the hell are you doing?
Despite everything, you love your job.
Another day in paradise.
We know the answer. You are an axe man. All new episodes of Axeman, followed by the series premiere of Full Metal Jousting, Sunday at 9, 8 Central on History, made every day.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Do you want to get a jump start on your finances for 2012? We close a majority of our home loans in 30 days or less, so you can purchase a new home or save money by refinancing and wrap up those New Year's resolutions in record time. Here's the best part. Interest rates are still historically low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. And we're proud to announce that for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. That rate again is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day and call Quicken Loans at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Many women can relate to the anxiety of wondering whether or not they're pregnant, especially with the recent birth control recall, or if you just miss a pill. But women can know they're pregnant sooner than ever before with the First Response Early Result Pregnancy Test, which can detect pregnancy up to 6 days before the missed period, 1 day sooner than other tests on the market. Dr. Mary Jane Minkin, clinical professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the Yale University School of Medicine, has more.
If you have missed a pill or are unsure about the pills you are taking, don't panic. Take a First Response Early Result Pregnancy Test, which can provide results up to 6 days before the day of your missed period. Knowing you're pregnant sooner puts you at an advantage because early detection allows you to make appropriate behavioral and health changes for yourself and your baby. First Response Early Pregnancy Test really does tell you first.
For more information, visit www.firstresponse.com.
It's the Jockey Men's Underwear Sale at Macy's with 25% savings on our entire Jockey collection. 25% off all Jockey Classic and Bonus Value Packs, including 4-pack boxers, boxer briefs, and 6-pack briefs, plus crew and V-neck tees. 25% off all Jockey boxers, all Jockey pouch and Elance collections, and more. All Jockey Men's Underwear, 25% off at Macy's. Savings off regular prices. Sale ends February 20th.
All right, so Jen, the story with Gary Busey.
Our crazy little Gary.
Gary Busey. Having a tough time.
It's hard to believe, but court records show that this week Gary Busey filed for bankruptcy. He's listing at over $500,000 in estimated personal debts. He didn't give a lot of details in his report, but he owes money to more than a dozen potential creditors. Oh.
That doesn't seem like a lot. I mean, he must have made some. He has some pretty good paydays.
He has less than $50,000 left in assets, though.
Really?
That's not much. $50,000, you consider real estate and everything in assets? Yeah. Mm. I don't know. Don't know what happened to all that money. He was in Point Break. He was in Lethal Weapon. He was in Celebrity Apprentice.
Movies. He's been, and everybody knows who he is.
Oh, sure. Celebrity Rehab really, I think, did a resurgence of his career. And then he also just did Celebrity Wife Swap, if, you know, I happen to watch those shows.
What happened to that? Yeah, what happened to that money?
I have no idea, but you know he made something. And his house didn't look bad on Celebrity Wife Swap.
No. Oh, well.
No, must be a rental.
What it does is kind of, it helps you to focus on what the realities are of a lot of people's situation, no matter what their income is.
No matter who you are. And he's got a baby.
51 past the hour on Good Day.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, time for us to discover some of the new things going on in the world of technology, including this story in the Wall Street Journal. Google is going to launch a cloud storage service.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how that will impact us all. All right, so
smart
that's
idea.
Yeah, it seems something to the root of what they're all about. Shelley Palmer has that and some other info to discover in just a moment on Good Day.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
It's a scientific fact. Men can only hear certain frequencies during basketball season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
He can clinch it here with this one free throw. So Daniel Nathan of Chicago, Illinois, you just need to focus and get your wife that diamond tennis bracelet she wants for Valentine's Day. The whole season is on the line. And while we're at it, Christmas was months ago. Take down the holiday lights.
She's trying to tell you something. This Valentine's Day, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Kodak announced that it's getting out of the digital camera business in the first half of this year. The move comes as a cost savings measure after filing for bankruptcy protection last month. Kodak will license its brand to other camera makers and focus on manufacturing printers instead. In other news, according to the Wall Street Journal, Google plans to launch a cloud storage service. Similar to Dropbox, Google Drive will let users store files online for free, making them accessible on any internet-connected device. A paid account will grant you even more storage space. And finally, Zynga is taking its online games into the physical world. Hasbro is licensing the company's products, making toys based on Zynga's characters and brands. With the popularity of games like Farmville and Words with Friends, Zynga has amassed over 227 million monthly users. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
This weekend at the Home Depot, get a Delta Zelichrome bath faucet for just $69. With its beautiful water-saving design, it looks as good on a water bill as it does on a sink. And since it's part of our saving spectacular, it also looks like a great opportunity to update the whole bathroom. Thanks to hundreds of other get-it-done savings on vanities, tile, lighting, and more. So come kick off your doing with a Delta Zelichrome bath faucet for just $69. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Old Navy Funimations Inc. is making a buy one graphic tee, get a completely different tee free deal. Great for split personalities. Get one basketball tee and another with the Tunions.
I like them both.
Or baseball and rock band.
My two favorites.
Or superheroes and kittens.
Yes! Ooh, I think I have multiple personalities. This is terrifying.
Well, swing on in this Friday through Sunday to buy any adult graphic tee and get any other adult graphic tee free. Old Navy, come fun, come all.
All supplies last.
So many of today's popular singers like Justin Bieber and Kobe Kaley are getting breaks by posting their music online. Brian Osich has more on how your son, your daughter, could follow in their footsteps and maybe even get discovered.
That's 18-year-old Danny Spadaro singing his song, Tightrope. He's the Season 1 top winner of the Discovered the Unsigned Artist Competition operated by Mercy College.
I've been singing as long as I can remember. Mercy College gave me an opportunity to make music and learn firsthand from professionals in the music industry. The experience made my dream a reality. If you dream of singing, don't miss the chance to be discovered.
Spadaro will receive a 3-song demo professionally produced as well promotion and distribution support through the Discovered recording label. John Galgano from Mercy College says they're ready for Season 2.
Discovered invites anyone 14 through 26 living in the United States to enter. Just upload a video of you singing to discoveredauditions.com. Anyone visiting the site through March can vote for their favorite. Ultimately, the finale will be held at Mercy College at the end of April.
For contest rules, log on to discoveredauditions.com. That's Lifestyles from Mercy College.
All right, let's finish off our conversation that we've been having this hour about the Agent Orange stuff and spraying food. James, listening to KWAM in Memphis. Go ahead, sir.
Have you ever seen The World According to Monsanto on Link TV?
I've seen excerpts of it. I've not seen the whole thing. Why?
Well, it just educates you on how Monsanto gives a lot of money to politicians to get office. And
that's how the system works, James. They pay off through campaign contributions, especially now, since those screw-ups at the Supreme Court have allowed a field day open, it's like open season on get as much money as you can from whomever you can, and they're beholden to these people. That's why Monsanto and Dow and the rest of them get away with it. Disgusting. 59 past the hour on Good Day.